Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Supreme Radio. Today was supposed to be the Blueprint Power Hour, but Rob had a previous engagement that he could not break. So our good friend and my co-host today, Brooks Kubik, has jumped in to perform the Physical Culture Radio episode today because after tomorrow's show, I fly to Billings, Montana for the live remote that goes on there once a quarter from All American Pharmaceutical, which will happen Friday. So, a couple things we want to announce, first of all. Time is running out if you want to try the Hot Logic Mini for free. That banner ad's not going to be up there much longer. If you want to try this amazing portable automatic oven that is in a lunchbox, it cooks your food. My food is cooking right now after the show. I'll have a hot, delicious, fantastic meal. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Hot Logic Mini banner ad. Use the coupon code SHR. Try the Hot Logic Mini for 30 days for free. Convince yourself whether or not it's a good idea for you. Also, the free samples of Exact are also running out. Act quickly. If you have not tried Exact, this is not going to give you the jitters. It's just going to give you amazing focus and intensity. I use it before the show on days where I don't feel like myself. This stuff is great. Again, superhumanradio.com. Click the Exact banner ad. Get your free trial sample. And for those of you who have already proved it to yourself that this product is fantastic, you can save 25% off by using the coupon code, SHR and get free shipping as well. So check that out. And now without further ado, his theme music.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
He holds that flame in his chalk-covered hands. He's putting videos up all the time of him doing some fantastic. What great form and technique you have at the Olympic lifts. I mean, you know, people are looking to see how much you're lifting. I'm looking at your form. The fluidity of your old body is amazing, Brooks.
Oh, boy, I tell you, what an introduction. Here's your theme music. Now let's talk about your old body.
Yeah, but Brooks, you make old look cool, man.
Well, yeah, you know, older and stronger is pretty good. And the other thing that's pretty good is older and, as you said, fluid, or the big word is mobility, mobile, mm-hmm. or athletic. And, you know, what I've been writing about for a long time, you know, for older trainees, you want to do a lot of things. You want to keep muscle mass, not gain fat, keep your strength up. Strength is hugely important. You know, we did a whole show on that last week.
Right, that older is, stronger is younger. That if
yeah.
you keep getting stronger, you are actually becoming more biologically younger.
Absolutely. So, you know, we did a show about that. You know, we've been talking about how resistance training has all kinds of benefits for older adults, you know, not just physical, but neurological, mental, helps keep your brain healthy and strong, helps fight disease, prevent disease, you know, lots of great things. You know, so, you know, we've been talking about that, so that's important. But the other thing that's important is maintaining the ability to move, to be fluid, free-moving.
Agile.
Agile, have good balance, good coordination, in short, athleticism. And one of the interesting things, and you know, no one really writes about this because we're at the forefront of a revolution of older trainees who are trying to figure out how you keep training as you get older. You know, no one's ever really focused on that before because people stopped at a very early age, or if they were doing things, we never heard about it. You know, there just wasn't as much writing about this. There weren't as many ways to share the information. There was no social media 40 or 50 years ago, obviously. So this is a new frontier. And one of the important things is maintaining the ability to move smoothly, athletically, gracefully, if you will. And, you know, it's a real fine line between doing the right balance of things that achieve all of that versus doing too much, or doing things that are good for one thing that you're after, but perhaps are not good for other things that you're trying to develop. So it's a, you know, it's a really fine line, and it's an interesting challenge.
This is a perfect segue. We want to plug the what's going on with the new PDF-driven ebooks, but let's plug that when we come out of the break. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay, because this is an excellent segue. So, in order for me to become this fluid, agile, supple, explosive individual, a lot of people think that I need to be in the gym and I've got to be the do-everything guy. What was the term you used that we called today's show?
The do-it-all guy.
The do-it-all guy. So, in other words, if I don't get into the gym and do all these different things in today's session, and so they're all glued together end to end, I'm not doing what I need to do. But that's really wrong, right? That was a split snatch that you did, this most recent one, right?
Yes.
Okay. The bar goes from the ground to overhead with not a single hitching point at any portion of the movement. That requires amazing technique, but you don't do that all in one session. You don't learn all that technique in one session, right?
Oh, no. It's something that you work on for years. I mean, not in the sense that it takes years to be able to do it, but it takes a lot of training sessions to be able to do it moderately well. And then you constantly try to refine and perfect the technique. You know, so you're doing it over and over and over. The analogy would be someone who is training for track and field. And let's say, you know, they're throwing the shot put. Well, you can learn how to throw the shot in an afternoon, but then it takes many, many, many workouts where you repeat the movement to really master it. And the kind of weightlifting I do, the Olympic weightlifting, is the same thing. You can learn how to do it relatively quickly, particularly with the right coaching, but then it's just a matter of practice and repetition. And that really, Carl, is going to the point that you were getting at in the title of the show, The Guy to Do It All Guy. In order to develop that fluid movement that you see, there's two approaches. One approach, which is sort of the modern popular approach, is, okay, I need to do my hypertrophy training, I need to do, you know, I need to do my
strength, kettlebell training.
Kettlebell training, I need to do my strength work, I need to do my plyometrics, I need to do my box jumps, I need to go outside and do sprints, and I probably need to do hill sprints, and I need to do backward sprints. Oh, and I need to work on my sideways, my lateral mobility, so I'm going to sprint back and forth sideways. and I probably ought to do some bear crawls, and you know, so you have this whole long laundry list of things, and then you need to do your flexibility work,
right?
And you need to do your foam rolling, and you need to do more stretching, and then you need to go out and okay, you know, now I'm going to do my Olympic lifting. And I'm going to do this exercise to develop speed, and I'm going to do this one to develop strength, and I'm going to do this one to develop lower back strength.
And you get to the gym Tuesday morning, and you don't leave until Wednesday afternoon.
Seriously. And, you know, that's the got-to-do-it-all approach. The fact of the matter is the movement that you saw, and Carl's referring to a video that I uploaded onto my Instagram account, hashtag BrooksCubic, hashtag Dinosaur Training. It's also posted on Facebook, and I share it on Twitter as well. You know, so sign up, follow me in those venues. I'm at BrooksCubic on Twitter and BrooksCubic on Facebook. But it's a video that Trudy just went out and, you know, used the iPhone and took a video while I was doing a workout out in the garage, doing nothing special, just, you know, standard workout, drilling split-style snatches. And Carl's looking at that, and he's like, wow, that's a really fluid movement. How do you develop that? The answer is by going out and doing 10 or 15 minutes of very light, easy stretching, warming up, loosening up type work, and then 45 to 60 minutes of split-style snatches in sets.
Right.
Low reps in each set because you're working on the form. You want everything perfect, mostly singles, over and over and over, workout after workout after workout, and not doing anything else other than my split-style clean and jerk, which I do in a separate workout.
Mm-hmm. So
it's the repetition.
So describe the got-to-do-it-all guy or gal, for that reason, for that matter. This is a form of compulsion when you really think about it, right? This is the person who, they like. It's almost like they're not truly OCD, but they borderline on OCD type tendencies when they have to approach their workouts.
It's the person who, if they're doing a modern functional training workout, they need to do Olympic lifting, powerlifting, kettlebells, bands, boards, block work, bottom position work, high reps, low reps, medium reps. They need to do waves. They need to train with chains. They need to train with bands. They need to do plyometrics. They need to do everything under the sun, apparently because they don't really believe that any one particular thing works.
Yeah, I you know, I have to say, that grew out of the 1940s, 50s, and even 60s, from the bodybuilders who you had to bomb your back, right? You had to hit your back from 16
exactly.
different angles with different leverages and
yep.
different. And really, the truth of the matter is, you see guys out there who are massively strong, and they do three movements. You know, they do the bench press, the squat, and they do a deadlift and maybe a bent over row, and they have the physiques that we want to look like, yet we have to hit our back from 16 different angles and 14 different leverage points.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, and that's why I made the distinction of saying modern functional training, you know, and I'm sure we're going to get a hate mail about that, but I'm not trying to single any one person out or any one training system or method out. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say there's a modern variation of the got-to-do-it-all guy, which is I've got to use it all the different tools, methods, and pieces of equipment. But it goes back, as you said, to the modern bodybuilding got-to-do-it-all guy, who was the guy who could not just do one exercise for his back, for example, but had to do, you know, 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 or more. You know, because there was a fear of, I can't miss anything. You know, there's a little muscle fiber up there on the rhomboids, and if I don't get it from exactly the right angle, nothing else that I do is gonna hit it. And then I won't have full development, and I won't be balanced. And you know, it's like,
Okay.
Really?
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
I want to bring the idea of volume and adequate recovery into the discussion and see if it really makes a difference when we're looking at this. We're talking right now about people who actually borderline on compulsive training. And they're afraid that that one rep that they missed will be what stalls their progress, when in fact they may be pushing themselves too far. But is there a value in training like that if you take other things into account? In the meantime, during the commercial break, please go to BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. And when we come back, we'll talk about also a new some new ebooks that are out there in the PDF format, easy to get from Brooks Cubic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. you can rock my beat. Now all hip-hop beats go boom, boom, tap. So check this out. Button number one is boom, boom. And
button number two is Brooks Cubic. We're bringing Brooks Cubic back instead of boom, boom, tap. Just a reminder, during the second hour, we're going to be joined by our news director, Alex Leaf, as he dispels the dispelled myth that fasted cardio is meaningless. Very interesting. But right now we're talking with Brooks Cubic, and we're talking about the got-to-do-it-all guy. So what if you were the kind of person who you had all day long to recover? You didn't have a job. You could go home and sleep and eat, sleep some more, eat some more. And you were just trying to hit the back or the body part in question with as much volume as possible. Since volume seems to beget hypertrophy, is that a different scenario then? Or is it still not necessary?
Well, I don't believe that volume begets hypertrophy. That's a modern push, a modern way of looking at things that completely ignores the fact that weightlifters and powerlifters on relatively low volume programs build enormous muscle mass. So I'm never going to say to anybody, hey, if you have all the time in the world to train, go train. What you do if you're training too much, and I think, Carl, this is where you're getting to. If you train too much, you're not going to recover. If you don't recover, you're not going to make any progress. There will be no gains. And that's the problem with hypertrophy training, as most people practice it. They do far too much. It's much more effective to use quality training and focus on precise, concentrated reps of the very best exercise for your body, and that's something we might want to talk about a little bit more.
Okay.
The very best exercises for your body, and be confident the training in that fashion will give you the results you want, whether you are trying to build muscle mass, strength, power, or develop any other physical attribute.
Okay, so what we did learn, I think, from Arthur Jones and his high-intensity training protocol was guys like Casey Vieter and the Mensah brothers, they were able to stimulate the type of growth previously seen in athletes that were doing lots of volume work in a single set to true failure. There's a lot of people who give up, and then there's true failure of the muscle where your will and your heart are in it, but the muscle's no longer responding. So wouldn't that be, couldn't we say, look, you know, there's no need to be hitting your back from 60 different angles and 40 different leverage points. You just need to hit it at one good time and move on to something else.
Well, there's that, but what happens is everybody seems to approach these things as black or white, north or south, all or nothing, and it really, it's one obsession, compulsion, or another. You have some people that have the obsession compulsion thing going about making sure they use all the different pieces of equipment that are available to them so they get the benefit of them all, so they don't miss anything. There are other people who go volume crazy, and they're the ones who obsessively train doing one more set of this, one more set of that, extra, you know, extra exercise here, another exercise here. You know, you can't just do six exercises to train your chest. You need to slip in number seven and number eight because otherwise, you know, you're missing the pec delt tie-in, or you're missing the inner pec, or, you know, the lower pec line or whatever. They have to do more. But then you have the people who say, what you have to do is train to absolute total muscular failure. And what happens in that case many times is you get someone who becomes obsessive about the training to failure aspect. And in my mind, all of these things are parts of the physical culture, parts of the strength training, part of the muscle building equation. But if you obsess on any of them, you're going to have less than optimal results. And I'll give you a simple example from my own case. When I was much younger, I followed the Arthur Jones Nautilus one set to failure system, trained on the Nautilus machines, the original version Nautilus machines. And when I graduated from college, I weighed 165 pounds at my current height of 5'9". That's not real big.
Right.
Eventually, I learned that doing sets of five and doing heavy singles in the basic compound exercises, doing power rack training, were much better for me, worked much better, and my body weight eventually went up to like 220, 225 pounds at the same height. So,
yeah.
You know, the high-intensity approach just didn't work for me.
Right.
And I found that it actually works for very few people. It just doesn't work that well. It works for some people, doesn't work for others. What most people do better on is something like five sets of five reps, 10-8-6-4-2, six sets of six, you know, 2 times 10, 2 times 8, 2 times 6, things like that that are moderate volume, hard, heavy, particularly if you train in really good form, you really concentrate on what you're doing, and you keep pushing to add weight to the bar. That for me, that for me personally works a lot better. And in my experience, it works a lot better for most people who train.
Right.
And the reason is this. When you're following a high volume program, let's say you're doing 20, 30, 40 sets of body part, it becomes very, very difficult to add weight to the bar because you're doing so much work. You're spreading yourself too thin, you're not recovering, and you're not adding weight on a regular basis. The same thing happens when you're doing the one set to failure system.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is your only way to progress is to do another repetition or add a little bit more weight. And that eliminates all of the things like doing a second set with the same weight for the same number of reps, gradually increasing from one set of five with 300 pounds to three sets of five with 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got a lot more variables to play with if you give yourself the freedom to do something that isn't pigeonholed.
Right.
And I think every time somebody tries to pigeonhole into another person's system that works perfectly for the other person, they have bad results.
But let's do this. Let's take a break and talk about what's good for one person. You said, you know, doing the exercise that's right for you.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. So stay tuned. You're listening to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik and myself. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Kubik's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksKubik.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Kubik's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Kubik's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksKubik.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik. Okay, so first of all, I think it's more important to determine how do you figure out what exercises are best for you? Because obviously you can't prescribe what exercises are best for a person. They have to learn that on their own, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's something where strength training becomes both an art and a science. You know, there's a science to it, but there's an art as well. And this is one of those things where, unless you're working with a very skilled, knowledgeable trainer or coach, you really need to figure this out on your own. And what you need to figure out is what are the best exercises and the best way of doing those exercises for your particular body. And this is something that really registered with me back when I was a kid, high school age, and I was reading an old article in a very old issue of Iron Man magazine. Actually, Carl, it's funny. It goes back to about 1957. So
the year you were born.
It's the year I was born, and I'm like, oh, it was such an old issue. But I had this old issue of Iron Man magazine I was reading, and someone had observed three-time Mr. Universe winner Reg Park. You know, Reg Park was Arnold's hero when Arnold was growing up. Someone observed Reg Park training and noted that in every exercise that he did the basic exercises, the same movements that everyone else did, but there was a little slightly different way of holding the barbell or the dumbbell, or he turned his hand or his wrist just a little bit differently than most people would do. In other words, he did something to personalize the movement, to make it his own uniquely personal and effective way of performing the exercise. And I'm not talking about anything extreme. I'm talking about a very subtle shift in the movement. So, and it was something that no one taught him. It wasn't in any book or course. Somehow, though, on his own, he figured out, if I want best results from my dumbbell curls, my hand goes here.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I'm talking about. And, you know, Carl, there's a way for me to do a curl that works great
for you.
For me.
Right.
For you, it's probably a little bit different.
Yes. This is so true. I had to learn this the hard way myself. I don't activate my biceps as fully. When I do a traditional curl, when like using the arm blaster, where it keeps my arms right there at my lats,
mm-hmm.
I do a much better curl when I let my elbows go behind my back and I do the Gironda curl, mm-hmm. where I'm actually like the bar is actually grazing my body coming up because of the angles and of my particular skeletal system. You know, the kinesiology of my shoulders, my elbows, my back, and so on. This is why there's such a great value to training with lighter weights. Because you don't learn this when you're heaving weights that you think are going to build muscle size. You learn this when you're heaving light weights and you're noticing, wow, I'm getting an intense pump from this movement. Then the goal is to slowly and incrementally increase the weight until you no longer can feel the muscle working, then back off. Come back down a little bit in weight, because this is where the magic is for activating muscle. You know, I can throw 135 pounds on the bar and do curls with it, but I'll tell you what feels it more than my biceps, my brachials, my shoulders, my traps. I'm still curling the bar. I'm still doing what everybody else is doing, but my biceps aren't really doing the work at that point in time. Now, when I lighten up and I do my biceps very strictly, where I keep my scapulas pinched together and I keep my elbows back almost behind my back and I pull that bar up, that's when I feel my biceps working.
And that puts in a nutshell the comment that I made earlier, where, again, we're going to get hate mail about this, where I was saying that volume training is not the best way to build muscle mass. You know, I was saying forget about hypertrophy training. There's a better way to do it, and it's to focus on quality performance of every rep and performing every rep with concentration and focus and intensity and linking the mind and the muscle and figuring out what you're doing on every rep. And that, again, Carl, that is a much different mindset than saying I'm going to do 40 sets of something.
Right.
Because if you're doing 40 sets of something, you can't focus like that for 40 sets. It's just too tiring.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's different than the one set to failure focus where you're trying to hit momentary muscular failure. And that's your goal. This is a different way of training. This is a way of linking your mind, your brain, and your body as tightly as possible and really starting to understand what is happening on every rep that you're performing and really focusing on what you're doing and using that focus to understand the best way for you as an individual to perform a particular exercise.
And I would say that this phenomenon occurs, your ability to actually realize what muscles are working and activate them consciously, happens between 35 and 55% of your one rep maximum in any given movement. This has been my experience. That's why so many people, and everybody in the audience is going to know what I'm talking about right now. You can feel the muscle working in your warm-up sets. It's like, oh, this feels great. But then you start stacking plates on because your goal is to go up to your 3 to 5 rep working weight. And all of a sudden, you don't feel that muscle anymore. Between the noise in your head and the angst and the intensity that you have to develop to make that bar move and all the other muscle groups that now are getting engaged and doing their fair share of the work, you don't feel it anymore. So why not stay with that 35 to 55% or 30 to 55% one rep max and do an entire workout there? Almost like remedial math. Remember when you had to go for remedial math? You know, you didn't do really good. You got to go back a grade. They didn't want to say they brought you back. They go, oh, this is remedial math. We're going to bring you back up to speed again. This is like remedial weightlifting. This is like, let's get back in touch with technique. Let's get back in touch with form. It's not about weight. In fact, when you use lighter weight, you can have better mind-muscle connection.
And you know, we're now going to have people who are confused because they say, you know, well, you know, Brooks and Carl, you guys are always talking about using heavy weights.
Yes, you have to use heavy weights, but once in a while you need to recalibrate. You even have to recalibrate a scale from time to time. You get on a scale every single day, and then once in a while you got to take a 5-pound weight or a 50-pound weight and go, oh, look at this, it's been off for a while. I've been lying to myself. And then you go back and you start doing your heavy weight again. It's about recalibrating the central nervous system.
Well, and the other point is this. What tends to happen is a trainee tries to force progress by adding weight to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they add 5 pounds and that's fine, but then they add another 5 pounds and then another 5, and all of a sudden, the perfect form that they were using, in whatever exercise it is, be it curls, squats, deadlifts, clean and press, bench press, whatever, at some point, they're just handling too much weight, and they lose their form.
Yes.
They don't realize.
But they don't realize it because the bar is still moving.
Exactly. We both said the same thing at the same time. They don't realize it. They keep adding more weight, and the problem keeps getting worse. And that's where the recalibration needs to occur.
Because that's where the injuries happen.
Yeah.
You start doing things the wrong way, and you keep thinking you're making progress in strength, and you keep doing things the wrong way week after week, month after month, and all of a sudden you find out, oh, I wore a joint out, or I just sheared a tendon off of a bone. No, this didn't happen today. This was in the making for months because you lost control of your form. We have to take a break. This is getting good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best. advanced and real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Alex Leaf joins us to talk about fasted cardio. Just got a reprieve. You may remember Brad Schoenfeld was on the show at the beginning of the summer after doing a meta-analysis, and he came up with the ruling that there was no benefits to fasted cardio. Well, now there looks like there is, and this was done in a metabolic ward where they actually tracked everything about these individuals, and it looks like fasted cardio may get a reprieve. So we'll talk about during the second hour. Right now we're talking with Brooks Cubic. And when we were going into the break, we started talking about the idea of a recalibration, going into the gym, grabbing some light weights, doing your movements with light weights, doing them slow and purposefully, and making sure you're activating the muscles that you think you're activating. And that is actually a better way to build muscle. I want to share something with you, Brooks, that I've so, you know, I haven't been able to squat. I've been doing some trap bar deadlifts, but very, very light. I'm talking about, you know, 1-2 plates and that's it. I've been focusing on my upper body. I've been hitting my upper body multiple times a week and then taking long periods off. I am seeing changes in my body that I haven't seen in a while. I do 5 giant sets. I do a complete upper body workout in one session. It takes me between 40 and 50 minutes to do it. I do 3 movements for chest, 5 sets of those. I do 3 movements for back, 5 sets of those. And I am growing, but I don't necessarily go to failure with each workout because I know I'm coming back in a day or so. Well, not the next day, but the day after, and hitting those body parts again. So isn't this what you're really talking about when you say, you know, you don't have to go to failure. You just have to make sure you're activating the muscles properly.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I would add to that that you need to make your training progressive. And, you know, merely going to failure does not mean that your training is progressive.
Right. Adding weight, adding reps,
or adding weight.
reducing rest in between, these are all variables to progress, right?
Well, they are. And another variable for progression is to perform the same exercise with the same weight and the same reps, but in better form.
Yes. Okay, interesting.
Stricter, yeah. Tighter form with greater concentration. And, you know, you want to work on all of these things, not necessarily at the same time, but over a period of time, you want to work on them all. And so if you increase the weight on the bar from 100 pounds to 120 pounds over a period of time in a given exercise, if you are also performing the movement in better, stricter form than before, with deeper concentration and greater focus, you know, then of course you're going to show enormous increases in strength and muscle mass. Because you really have earned that 20-pound gain on the bar.
Right.
And similarly, if you follow a progression system where, you know, you're doing, let's say, 5 reps with 100 pounds, and eventually you hit 3 sets of 5 reps with 120 pounds. If those 3 sets of 5 reps are sloppy, it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But if those 3 sets of 5 reps with 120 are performed with better focus and greater concentration and stricter form than the set with 100 pounds, okay, now think about the difference between that 100 pounds and the 120 pounds. It's going to be night and day. And if you do that on all of your exercises, every single thing you do, imagine your total, overall, complete results. They're going to be enormous. And that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying the got-to-do-it-all guy has it wrong. You don't got-to-do-it-all. You don't want to do it all. You got to do it right.
Right. I was just going to say, you got to do it right.
You got to do it right. And right includes everything that we've talked about for the whole show, including the right exercises for you and performing those exercises in the right fashion for you. Performing them with the right weight, as Carl talked about. Not too heavy, not too light. Performing them for the right number of reps. You know, that's something we didn't even talk about, but some people do better with 5 or 6 reps, some people do better with 6 or 8, some people do better with 8 or 10, or 10 to 12, or 10 to 15, or whatever. You have to find that, And it will vary for most people from exercise to exercise. You know, so, you know, you have to train the right exercise performed in the right fashion for the right number of sets and reps, the right frequency of workouts, the right amount of rest, not too much, not too little. You know, these are all the factors that you ought to be focusing on. And instead of worrying about doing everything under the sun, focus on performing a relatively small number of things as perfectly as possible.
Here's something interesting. Lee Labrada told Porter Cottrell early on in Porter's career never to train past the pump. Always leave the gym with a pump. Porter adopted that and he stood on the Olympia stage numerous times. I learned that from Porter. Porter told me that. I never paid much attention to it until recently. This new upper body routine that I'm perfecting right now. I leave the gym every single day with my back, my biceps, my triceps, my shoulders, my pecs completely pumped. And they stay pumped until I get to the studio quite often. I've given this a lot of thought. And I think that there's some merit in paying attention to that pump. Not because, I want the pump, but because it's indicative of a muscle that has achieved its maximum, let's say, performance level and not gone beyond it. It's like when you drive a stick car, you don't want to shift in the red line because you power drops and the risk of blowing the engine occurs. You want to shift where the power curve is still strong, and the pump may actually be more indicative of you left just in time. You left the gym when the muscles were still functioning optimally. You didn't push them beyond. The other thing that I do is I walk in between sets. I do two laps around the gym in between sets, come back to the machines or come back to the weights and start again. Walking actually helps me recover faster. And the other thing that I've learned to do is take no less than 3 days off after I've trained this way, because I do upper body, lower body, upper body, lower body. After I've done that for 4 to 5 days, I take 3 days off, and I'm growing. That's what's working for me. Now, I'm not suggesting anybody do that. But what I am suggesting is trick your ego one day. Tell your ego you're going to the gym on Wednesday, but actually show up on Tuesday so your ego's not there with you. And grab lighter weight than you normally would work with and focus on feeling the muscles working. Recalibrate your form. Recalibrate your technique. And then go from there and start adding reps and sets and maintaining form. But first, find your form again. Find your technique again.
Well, and I'm going to note for anybody who's saying, you know, hey, I listen to this because Brooks talks about strength training. Couple of things. Number one, John Grimmick gave pretty much the same advice for anybody who was focused on bodybuilding workouts.
Which was that? What part of the advice? Everything we're talking about?
Work until you have a full, complete pump and then stop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, he was always saying that. But the other thing is this idea of going back and recalibrating and learning the feel of the movement is not merely for bodybuilding. It's for anything. Power lifters can do the same thing. Olympic lifters can do the same thing. Different weights do different things. And you can do different things with different weights. You know, and part of the whole physical culture game, the whole fun of it, is finding different ways to use different weight and do different things. You know, you can train speed, technique, form with different weights than you use to train for maximum strength. And you know, all of it is good.
Right.
The other thing, real quickly, is just the warm-up sets. You know, if you're doing 5x5 and you're doing 4 progressively heavier warm-up sets and 1 heavy set at the end, use those warm-up sets to get the same kind of feeling that Carl is describing when he's talking about recalibrating. You know, that's a, you know, complete mind-muscle focus so that when you do that heavy set at the end, you do it the same as the lighter warm-up set.
And you're going to be stronger. We're not talking about giving up dinosaur training here. We're
exactly.
talking about employing dinosaur training better. You know, if you can't activate the muscles properly, then there is a weak link in your movement. And this idea of getting to the gym and grabbing 55% of your one rep max and feeling the muscles working and feeling a pump and leaving with a pump is about activating all the muscles in the chain properly. When it comes time for you to hoist the heavy weights, don't you think you'll be stronger now that you've got the weak links working again?
Answer, you will be.
So, I mean, this is not about, we're not suggesting, oh, lighten up. We're about heavy resistance training, but we're about heavy resistance training without abandoning form and technique. Otherwise, you're not training. You're just like one of these guys who goes into the gym. We all see them. How many guys go into the gym and rack the bar? They put five plates on the bar. They get under it and they do a 1/10 of a squat. And then they come back up and they rack the bar and they act like they walk around like King Kong. And you're thinking to yourself, dude, man, put two plates on it and go all the way down to ass to ankles and then show me something. Cause you know, but do you do what you know? Do you employ what you know? And if you don't, get into the gym with 55% of your one rep max in these movements. Execute them. If it's Olympic lifting, execute them and make sure you feel all the muscles that should be working. And if not, focus on those muscles that aren't working. Get them to be re-enlisted. And guess what? Your top lifts will go up. Well, anyway, always wonderful. Brooks, real quick, we have time. Talk about the PDF books that are out there right now.
Well, we've jumped into the modern age. We used to ship everything by pterodactyl mail, you know, dinosaur training, pterodactyl mail. But what we're doing right now is we're offering the Dinosaur Files newsletter, which is a monthly newsletter about strength training, muscle building, old school physical culture. Every issue runs 20, 25 pages. Current issue runs 30, 35. We're offering that as an electronic delivery product where you buy it, you get the electronic delivery, you download it to your computer, read it, print it. It's immediate delivery, cheap, fast, great way of doing things. And we've done that with our newest course, a mini course on training for older trainees. We've taken three of our Dinosaur Training Secrets courses that we did earlier in the year that are available hard copy on Kindle. They're now available with the same electronic PDF delivery that I just mentioned. And what we're trying to make everything we have available as many different ways as possible because we know people like different media. And we're trying to make that happen.
That's exciting.
So it's exciting. Yeah, it's exciting stuff.
You know, this has been the year for the dinosaurs to go digital. It's really amazing what you've done this year. First into Kindle and now into self-publishing these PDF ebooks. And what you've really done, people may think, oh, yeah, you know, Brooks is just trying to figure out how to repurpose all of his. No, what you've really done is you have made your writings so much more available to the masses than ever before.
That's what we're trying to do, and we're trying to do things that that make it more available to everybody. Understanding that, you know, we have people around the world who are interested in what we're doing. I mean, I got an email the other day from someone who said, You have no idea how popular your work is in Russia.
Wow. Now, you that's know? Impressive because Russia's got a huge, legit physical culture community.
Yeah. I have email from Russia. I had an email this morning saying I'd like you to do a seminar in Italy. you know, we get stuff from around the world.
Take me as your assistant to Italy.
Yeah. And so what we're, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to say, okay, how can we get the information out there to people around the world? Because some people, you know, the postage, international postage is a real problem. For some people, deliverability on international mail is an issue.
Right.
You know, and we're trying to do things that really get the word out to everybody, and it's exciting. Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking that in 2016 we're going to see even more of that, and you know, the push is to make it available as easily as possible for everyone, everywhere, who wants to follow what we're doing.
Brooks, thanks for being on the show at short notice today.
My pleasure, Carl. Have a good one.
Talk to you later. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Alex Leaf. Those of us who like our morning fasted cardio, we just got a reprieve. We'll tell you why when we come back.
In real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Yo. Yo.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, right up there with high reps and low reps for hypertrophy, there has been the ongoing discussion about whether or not there's any value to fasted cardio. In fact, in December, this month of 2014, we did a show with Dr. Brad Schoenfeld where he said, basically, you know, you're not doing anything special when you do fasted cardio. It does not burn any additional fat. But those of us who continue to do fasted cardio anyway, like myself, we did it anyway because we still believed, I think, deep in our hearts that it's got to do something more than doing cardio when fed. And lo and behold, we may have gotten a reprieve. My next guest is our news director and blogger extraordinaire, Alex Leaf. How you doing, Alex?
Hey, I'm doing good, Carl. Glad to be back.
Now, I got to ask you a question first. Are you a fan of fasted cardio?
Well, I'm a fan of fasted training in general. I find my energy levels and the amount of effort I'm willing to put towards the gym is more increased in the morning before I've had anything to eat. And it's also, it just kind of gets my day going. Like, my day always, when I'm done with that, I can always end my day saying, I got my workout in.
And that kind of goes hand in hand with what we learned from Dr. Milind Watvi in his book of Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes. And that is that, as a species, we tend to be metabolically ready to expend large amounts of energy while fasted, because that is how we triggered the need to go out and look for food and then to eat after that expenditure of energy, because the partitioning of nutrients is different when you train or you use energy fasted and then you eat afterwards. So that, I mean, and that's why I've still done fasted cardio, even though Dr. Schoenfeld's research showed that there really was no benefit to it. But now there's some new research out there. First of all, for those of us who are naive, what is a metabolic ward?
Well, generally speaking, a metabolic ward is like a giant room. If you were to imagine your living room completely enclosed in a box where the researchers have complete control over the atmosphere, the amount and types of gases that are inside. Some of them even have these, like, infrared lasers so they can extremely precisely track movement. Others will typically use, like, a Fitbit-type device to estimate the movement of the people, but it basically lets you very accurately track the caloric expenditure of whoever is inside and where those calories are coming from based on the amount of oxygen that they're giving, that they're taking in, and the amount of carbon dioxide that they're breathing out. When you are burning more carbohydrates, you give off more CO2. And there's equations that the researchers can plug all these numbers into to figure out what you're burning.
Now, previously, this has been easy to do with rodents, but it's been difficult to do with humans because we're so much larger and more complex, and we like our freedom. We don't want to stay in a cage, so to speak. How long? So talk about this most recent study. Describe the design of the study, please.
Yeah, what you were getting at with being caught in a cage is one of the limitations of a lot of previous research, where they will only have participants come to the research center to do their thing maybe in the morning and give them a meal at lunch and send them home, and they'll say, oh, you burned more fat immediately after, you know, you did your exercise or during the exercise session, and so now we're somehow going to extrapolate that information and claim that in the long term or over the rest of the day that you're going to have burned more fat. And you can't really do that. The problem with metabolic wards, of course, is that they're extremely costly and they take a lot of time. In the current study, the participants had to show up the night before the study day to enter into the metabolic ward. And they were given a standardized dinner, and they show up in the metabolic ward, and then the researchers basically lock them in and say, okay, it's 10 p.m., time to go to bed. And everyone had to go to bed. And then 7 hours later, the researchers say, wake up. Everyone has to get up because they have to standardize each of the things.
Right.
So then the people would wake up at 7 a.m. and they would go through all the test protocols on that day. And then they would have to stay there again until the following day. So they were basically trapped within this box for 3 days so that the researchers could standardize what was happening before they went in. Then they could test what was going on over the course of the study day, and then they could see if any of these effects persisted into the following day.
What institution did this research?
I know it was out of Japan.
Okay.
One sec.
Okay, so it was out of Japan. How many participants, human participants, did they have in this study?
Just 10. Yet another unfortunate drawback of the metabolic ward studies is that you can't use a lot of people because they're extremely expensive,
right,
and time-consuming. So this was 10 healthy male Japanese adults.
Were these individuals who already had experience training or doing a cardio-type training at all?
Yeah. They weren't, like, trained.
Right.
But they did perform moderate intensity exercise 2 to 4 days per week.
Okay. Okay, so they controlled what they ate, they controlled when they slept, they controlled when they exercised, and then they were able to monitor by expelled gases from their lungs whether or not they were burning fat or carbohydrates, and they could also assess the total energy expenditure throughout the day. So,
yep.
I'm assuming that they had some mornings where they did fasted cardio and some mornings where they did not do cardio?
So the design was a crossover design, which means that every single participant did every single condition, and they did them separated by 1 week. So it took about 2 months for each participant to get through everything, because they would come in 1 weekend and do one of the protocols, and then a week later they would come in that next weekend to do the second protocol, and they would do all four protocols in a random order so that every participant could serve as their own comparison.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And so, yeah, it's one of the, in terms of controlled trials, this is one of the best designs for statistical analysis that you can have. Because it eliminates the possibility that the other group of participants are going to be different in some regard, because it's you for every comparison.
Is another limitation of this study the fact that they just did this like one time, one day, one weekend, as opposed to looking at the effects of doing this over a longer period of time, if there's some adaptation, if there's some changes or anything like that?
Yes, most definitely, and that's where Brad Schoenfeld's study comes in, because he's the only person that I know of who's conducted a study over the long term to assess if this actually matters in the long run. And we can talk more about that when we're done discussing what the current study found, if you would like.
Okay, I want to take a break first, okay?
Okay.
So I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what this current study found and whether or not fasted cardio actually does produce any benefits in fat burning. And then we will discuss in depth what this means. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. My guest is Alex Leaf. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Alex Leaf. We're talking about whether or not fasted cardio actually provides some additional benefit other than doing cardio any other time of the day after eating. So when they put these individuals in the metabolic ward and they had them do fasted cardio, what did they find?
Okay, so they first of all, they fed the participants 3 meals per day, and the meals all came at the same time for each condition, and that was at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., or 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they did three different cardiovascular condition or exercise training conditions, and then they had one where the participants remained sedentary throughout the entire day, which served as the control.
Right.
And so the three exercise sessions was at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, and then after lunch by about 2 hours, and then after they finished eating dinner by about 2 hours. And the cardio sessions were at a light to moderate intensity for an hour.
So we're talking about like walking at 3.5 miles an hour.
No, more than walking. They burned just barely though. They burned about 530 kilocalories.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be like a fast walk for an hour. And they did it on a bicycle ergometer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. I mean, this would essentially, for me anyway, this would be the equivalent of sitting on a bicycle and pedaling while I watch Netflix.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
So it doesn't take a lot of focused effort. And what they found is that in all three conditions, the total energy expenditure over the course of the entire day was the exact same. And so they all burned about 530 calories more than they did on the day where they were completely sedentary. So, you know, it supports the idea that caloric expenditure, it doesn't matter what time of day, it's going to be the same.
Right.
However, when you look at nutrient oxidation, only in the fasted cardio condition was fat oxidation significantly increased. In the other two conditions where the cardio exercise was performed after lunch and after dinner,
mm-hmm.
fat oxidation wasn't any different than if the participants were just sedentary throughout the whole day.
Interesting.
Which suggests that when you do it after you've eaten, despite it being what would be considered low intensity and what many might call fat burning,
mm-hmm.
The energy primarily comes from carbohydrates.
That's really interesting.
Whereas in the morning you have you burn about 250 to 300 more calories from fat oxidation, which isn't a lot, but if just, you know, hypothetically, let's extend this out over a week, you have like 3/4 of a pound of additional fat
right.
that you've just burned going by the 3,500 calorie rule.
To me, that's promising. It's like, why not do fasted cardio in the morning if it has this benefit? But then obviously we're going to discuss more late into this discussion, you know, that there may be some adaptation that occurs.
Yeah. And something else worth mentioning too is that protein oxidation was identical across all the conditions, which means that the fasted, because they measured urinary nitrogen excretion,
mm-hmm.
and so it means that the light intensity they did in the morning had absolutely no effect on, like, burning up their muscle or any of that crap that people will say.
Interesting.
What I actually found more interesting rather than those results, though, was when the researchers plotted their data along with two previous studies that they conducted. And basically they plotted the increase in 24-hour fat oxidation against the amount of fat that was getting burned, the amount of carbohydrates that was getting burned, and the total energy deficit that was created. And what they found is that 24-hour fat oxidation is directly related to the size of the carbohydrate and total caloric deficit that you create, which basically, if I can try to illustrate this with words, When you wake up in the morning, let's say the clock for your body starts at midnight.
Okay.
And you flip over and you're asleep. You're still using energy while you're sleeping. So you're slowly entering into this deficit from maintenance calories.
Mm-hmm.
And the researchers' analysis showed that the greater that this deficit becomes, the more fat that you're going to burn over the 24 hours. That the magnitude of the deficit, I'm not talking about like the total deficit over time, but the absolute lowest deficit point that you achieve predicts how much fat your body is going to burn over the next 24 hours.
And that lowest deficit would be dictated by that fasted cardio session in the morning.
Yeah, so it's not exercise per se that burns more, but it's the fact that fasted exercise creates an overall larger deficit in the morning, which hypothetically means that this would apply to anything that does that. It means for people who do intermittent fasting where they wake up in the morning and go throughout their daily activities, this concept would apply. For resistance training, this concept would apply. Those are all hypothetical, of course, and they need to be tested in other clinical studies, but, logically, that's something that can be inferenced.
And I was going to ask you about that. You know, obviously this is about cardio, but what about training with weights fasted first thing in the morning? Wouldn't you believe that similar occurrences would happen?
Yeah, I would, because of this, and also because the researchers not only found fat oxidation was predicted by the peak deficit that you achieve, but also by the peak deficit in specifically glycogen.
Mm.
And so we know that liver glycogen runs out, or I shouldn't say, liver glycogen never actually runs out because your body always makes more through breaking down protein and stuff, but liver glycogen gets, like, bottomed out after roughly 18 to 20 hours of fasting, which can be accelerated with physical activity. When you do resistance training, you not only have that physical activity component, but you go above and beyond by using the glycogen stored in your muscle tissue, which mm-hmm. creates an even larger carbohydrate deficit. So I would assume these effects would be even greater with resistance training or high-intensity interval training rather than steady-state cardio. But again, I don't have any data to support this hypothesis. It's just a hypothesis based on what this study is showing. And future research will be needed.
Oh, okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to start to overlay what Dr. Brad Schoenfeld learned in his research with this and see what kind of real-world information we can come up with. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. CanSee.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Alex Leaf about this recent study that shows that fasted cardio actually does produce more total fat burn throughout the day. But this is kind of contrary to a research that was published by Dr. Brad Schoenfeld back in December, same month of 2014. So how do we overlay what Dr. Schoenfeld did with this to come up with any kind of meaningful information, Alex?
Well, every study is going to be applicable to some group of people, and it's not going to be very applicable to other groups of people. The metabolic ward study here was more mechanistic. I mean, it shows that this occurs over the day, but that's all it shows. So you can make as many hypotheses as you want based on the data, but ultimately you're going to need a long-term study to show if this matters. The best kind of example of that, where this has also occurred, has been with studying muscle growth. Some research, I want to say, conducted back in February, but don't quote me on that, actually took untrained males, and they not only measured their levels of muscle protein synthesis on like a weekly basis, but they also then had the hard endpoint of overall muscle growth. And the study was able to show that the two aren't related, which kind of blew a hole in this idea where if it promotes muscle protein synthesis, then it's going to increase muscle growth, because that study showed that it doesn't. It doesn't predict muscle growth at all. And there are various reasons why that could have occurred that I'm not going to get into because it's off topic, but the point being that what we need now is a long-term study where the subjects somehow have their fat oxidation tracked over the long term to see if it actually does manifest into a clinically meaningful endpoint such as reduced body fat. Specifically regarding Brad Schoenfeld's study, what he did is he took a group of 20 athletic women who were competing in collegiate sports, but they weren't doing like any resistance training. And he divided these 20 women into two groups of 10. And he had one, and he had both groups, undergo about a 500 calorie per day deficit for 4 weeks, with using MyFitnessPal to track their food intake and everything, with the only difference between the groups in terms of an intervention being that one group had to consume a carbohydrate and protein shake before they did their morning cardio, and the other group did their morning cardio fasted and then consumed that same exact shake afterwards. Mm-hmm. And they did their cardio 3 days per week, and then that was it. And they gave them dietary advice and said, okay, so aside from having to drink the shake under our supervision and doing the cardio under our supervision, you know, this is the amount of protein you should aim for, the amount of calories, here's how to use MyFitnessPal, now go off and live life for 4 weeks. And at the end of the 4 weeks, the results showed that there was no statistically significant difference between the groups in terms of the amount of fat they lost or body weight or any of that stuff. Both groups did have improvements in body composition, lost weight as expected, but there was no difference between them. And so people kind of take this study to say that, you know, this shows over the long term, fasted cardio doesn't have any advantages. And they might be right. They might be right. It's a possibility. But you have to keep in mind that this was done in young, athletic women who were relatively lean but weren't ridiculously lean. So you can't generalize these results to men. You certainly can't generalize these results to physique athletes, which is the population who probably is most focused with fasted exercise.
And you can't generalize this to average women either, for that matter.
Exactly. On top of all that, a couple notable things about the study is that despite the lack of statistical significance, the fasted group actually lost 1.6 kilograms of weight versus only 1 kilogram in the fed group. And this additional weight loss came from fat in the fasted group. It's just that statistically it wasn't any different.
Is that because from a statistical analysis standpoint, that could be the margin of error?
It's possible, yeah. The sample size, for one, when you only have 10 people in a group, that's not very big. That doesn't put a lot of data points for any strong statistical power to be made. So you have a really small sample size. Despite the study being longer in duration than 24 hours, it was only 4 weeks, so 1 month. And so it's arguable that a longer duration would have... Right. Would have made these differences become great enough where even with the smaller sample size, they would have been statistically noticeable. For me personally, I think the study is a step in the right direction that Brad did, and I really wish more research would be conducted, but the study itself just, it doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I also didn't mention that people are notorious for misreporting food intake. So when you tell, you know, women to track their stuff in MyFitnessPal, aim for this, it's arguable if they're even going to have differences in energy intake. And so, and this could go kind of either way. Perhaps the fasted group lost more fat simply because they ate less than the other group. We don't know, because all we have is self-reported food intake, and it's not overly reliable. So the study had several limitations that just that doesn't make it as awesome as people would have it seem, yeah. At least not to me. Yeah. You know, everyone will have to judge for themselves how convincing the data is.
I still like fasted cardio. I like getting up first thing in the morning, going downstairs and getting on the treadmill, watching the news, and not worrying about eating until after I'm done. I just
and
like it.
I think that's one of the most important things that people overlook is when you're, if you're looking to lose weight, then getting up and being more active and feeling like you have energy throughout the day, which exercise tends to do, it gives you invigoration for the rest of the day and just making you feel good. All those things are huge benefits of fasted cardio, regardless of if you burn more fat or not. And they can have indirect benefits by making you more adherent to your diet, by making you just enjoy life more, by making you more active later in the day. I mean, you know, on the other hand, though, if you're someone who is just not a morning person, then God, please do not try to do anything that's important in the morning.
Right.
Because it's not your thing. And what works for you is going to be the best option regardless of what the science shows. Because with statistics and things saying, well, you know, this statistically this is better than this, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's always outliers. You know, it's like, sure, for the majority of people, that might be the case. But not for everyone.
Right.
There's always going to be people where something is even the complete opposite of what it should be.
I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I just want to touch on the blog that you published today, which looks at sugar consumption and
okay.
and how going sugar-free actually makes everything else taste sweeter. So let's do that. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Alex Leaf and more of Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
See the thing about you that caught my eye.
Welcome back.
Same thing that makes me change.
Okay, so today Alex released a new blog. Going Sugar Free Makes Everything Taste Sweeter. Talk about that blog, Alex. What'd they find out?
Well, they kind of just confirmed what you hear anecdotally all the time. When people reduce their intake of sweets or foods that contain a lot of sugar, everything just starts to taste sweeter. Their threshold kind of decreases.
They looked at fruit and as well as sugar sweetened products as well?
No. So the whole study, some of the research authors worked for PepsiCo, and the study itself was funded by PepsiCo, which is interesting because, I spent a little time trying to think about why this research would benefit them.
How does this benefit them? Yeah, right.
Ignoring that potential conflict of interest, they recruited a small group of healthy and overweight middle-aged men and women who all habitually consumed 2 sugar-sweetened sodas per day and did not use artificial sweeteners. And they followed these participants for 1 month to understand their habitual diet and track what they were eating. And then they divided them into 2 groups. One group all participants met with a registered dietitian. And for 3 months, one group was told, keep doing what you're doing with some small changes to make sure you're getting nutrient adequacy. And the other group was told to cut their sugar intake in half. And so the group that was told to cut their sugar intake in half for the next 3 months actually did it, surprisingly.
Wow.
The researchers wanted their fluid intake to stay relatively constant, so one of the big things they did is they had all the participants dilute their soda drinks in a 1-to-1 ratio with seltzer water or something else. So you essentially are drinking half the soda mm-hmm. with the same volume. And so they followed them for 3 months, and then during the 5th and final month, they said, okay, now you can just go back to any diet that you want. And during each one of these months, they had them complete a sensory evaluation with flavored puddings and beverages to assess how their ratings of sugar, how their perceived intensity and their preferences changed. And the results basically showed that after it took 1 month of being on the low sugar diet for anything to materialize. So after about 4 weeks of being on a low sugar diet, the intensity of sugar increased by like 40% on average, where everything tasted 40% sweeter.
Wow.
And, this, I mean, it basically just shows that, you know, our taste buds adapt to our habitual diet.
Right.
This has been shown to happen with salt. When you eat a lot of salt, things taste less salty.
Right.
When you don't eat a lot of salt, everything tastes more salty.
What about sweeteners? What about artificial or even natural sweeteners like sugar alcohols? Are we saying that you have to cut those out too in order for the adaptation to take place?
We don't know. So I made a note of that in the bottom conclusion/discussion portion of the study, is that whether or not people can grow accustomed to lower amounts of dietary sugar and be more accepting of lower sugar foods isn't known, because just because everything tastes sweeter doesn't mean you're going to eat less sugar.
Right.
On the same note, the study didn't let them consume artificial sweeteners. So we don't know if consuming artificial sweeteners how that would interact with the sweet taste receptors to modify these responses. I can say that with salt, it has been shown to be mediated by sensation on the tongue, because there have been studies where they have people consume the same amount of salt, but one group does it through salting their food and the other group just swallows salt pills. And the group that swallows salt pills doesn't have any change in their sensory preferences.
Interesting. So in other words, taste is actually driven partly by what the body tends to desire as its normal amount of intake of something.
Yeah, our taste is modified by our habitual diet, right. And this modification works in a manner to make whatever we're eating regularly more appealing.
Right.
And this makes complete sense in light of evolution, because, I mean, why wouldn't you want to prefer foods that are in your habitual diet, but still have the ability to change what tastes good when food availability changes?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very, very interesting. And that's on our blog right now. It's the latest blog post on the right side of the Supreme Radio homepage if you want to read that. It's very, very interesting. And it just goes to show that we have a lot more control over our desire of foods than we think. It just takes a little work on the front end. That's all.
Yep, definitely.
So, in summary, fasted cardio still is a mystery, but those of us who like it will probably continue doing it just because we like it, regardless of whether it gives us any type of advantage in fat burning.
Yeah, that's a perfect summary.
There you go. Alex, thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Carl.
Talk to you soon. Also want to thank Brooks Kubik for the first hour of Physical Culture Radio. Please check out his work at BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. And, of course, Alex writes for SupremeRadio.com. You can find all of his blogs at our website, SupremeRadio.com. And find him on Facebook as well, Alex Leaf. And tomorrow is Wednesday. The first half hour will be Science for Humans. And we've got a great show planned for you tomorrow. Hope you can tune in. Then Thursday, I'm off the air traveling. Because Friday I'll be in Billings, Montana, doing a live remote. Elisa will be in the studio here with Elliot, our producer. I will be with Dr. Jeff in Billings, Montana. Any of you that are close to Billings, you should drive up or drive down or drive to the left or drive to the right and come visit. We're actually going to go to the gym on Friday. Dr. Jeff and I will train. We're going to try to take some videos and pictures of us doing that. So hopefully that'll work out too. All right. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. We'll see you tomorrow.
In today's day and